Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I think Colorado State came in with a little attitude, and I'm not hating on them for that. I think that Nico Medved told his guys, you know, we couldn't beat these guys in 4 out of 7. All we have to do is beat them once, and this is a game that will, you know, that will endear that team if they were able to get the W. That endears that group to Colorado State fans forever. You know, I mean, that's a program maker. And so I just think he had them all wound up. I thought Colorado State had great play off their bench.
So that's Chris Nockey, who joined us yesterday later in the show, talking about Colorado State and how aggressive and well they played. And that aggressiveness included 13 offensive rebounds. And the Terps of late have not been doing great on the glass. And you'd think they'd be better with two bigs in Queen and Reese. But Michigan dominated them in the Big Ten tournament, and now Colorado State over the weekend. So with that in mind, how do they get better on the offensive glass or stopping teams on the offensive glass?
Maybe I'm crazy, and if we had more time with Nockey yesterday, I would have asked him this. Could there be a time and place for all three bigs on the court at the same time? And Queen becomes more of a forward, and Queen is defending even more on the perimeter. And it's Juju and it's Geronimo banging heads underneath.
It might need to be done. Obviously, you'd be sacrificing some offense and some three-point potential. But Florida is a great rebounding team. They're ninth in the country in rebounding differential at plus 8.2 per game. And you look at two of the past three games. Michigan, it was absolutely embarrassing, 47-18. And then Colorado State, it was 39-29. And the broadcast pointed this out at multiple points during the Colorado State game as well. And I agree. A lot of rebounding. And yes, size matters a lot.
Positioning,
and it's also effort. It's want to. There were a lot of 50-50 balls that Colorado State was coming down with, especially in that first half.
Well, the other thing is, I think the guards need to be more active. Yeah. Like watching Wisconsin against Michigan after Maryland got dominated on the boards by Michigan, and you saw how much the guards for Wisconsin were helping out on the boards. I feel like these guys, Gillespie, Rice, and Miguel, need to be more active on the defensive boards.
Are they going to change their spot? I mean, where are they going to change their spots now, or do you need to mix up personnel? Like Colorado State, 36 points in the paint, 13 offensive rebounds. Northwestern had 22 points in the paint. Michigan State, 28 points in the paint, 13 offensive rebounds. Penn State, 16 points in the paint, 8 offensive rebounds. Michigan, 34 points in the paint, 9 offensive rebounds. When they're shaky or when they lose, this is very much a part of their DNA. They've been trying it a certain way all year. It's popped up against less skilled teams. It's popped up against teams that have two bigs. It's popped up against teams whose only true big had 32 rebounds all year. That's Colorado State. Mm-hmm. So, like, 32 rebounds on the year. Only kid over 6'10 on that team had 32 rebounds all year. And they got destroyed on the offensive board. So, I'm just wondering if you might need to spend these next couple of days thinking about a different rotation.
Well, let me ask you this. Who are you taking off? I mean, it's either Seldon or Rodney.
Yeah. Depending on the matchup, depending on the size of this of the other team's front court. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I'm starting the game that way.
Yeah.
But like I just wonder if there has to be a different sort of default to get to if things start spiraling quickly the way they've been spiraling.
Sure, but if you remind these guys that they need to be more on the defensive glass, then maybe it doesn't spiral that way.
Bro, we're 35 games
in. I get it.
It's been a problem.
Yeah, but they're not rebounding. Like, maybe that's on coaching to tell these guys they need to be active on the glass.
They've been told part of the game is rebounding?
Well, there's obviously a mind block because they're not doing it.
And we're to the end of the season.
I get it. But, like, I watch other teams and their guards are active on the boards. These guys aren't.
And they haven't been for quite some time.
And now on the season, guys, Maryland's rebounding differential, they're 98th in the country.
I mean, it's like, I think it's a problem. And you've given a wide swath to your starters. They get to play a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's hands off. You get to run plays the way you want. Like, he's very much given them control of a lot of things. They haven't taken control of this part of it. You're going to tell me Kapari can't get a rebound above the rim? You're going to tell me Geronimo isn't the toughest kid on that team?
It's a weird situation where Kapari can't get on the court.
And I'm saying maybe that needs to change.
Yeah. Kapari hadn't been able to go on court for a month.
I think Kapari can get you a rebound.
It's a tough situation, but I'm not starting a game out like that,
no.
Like you're saying. But if it happens where Florida, like they have all year, they're dominating off the glass, I think it's something you got to consider. But you're sacrificing.
And if your point guard isn't cutting down on rim penetration, and we know that Queen's got his sort of issues defensively.
He's slow-footed.
Do you need a second rim protector on the field against this at certain times against this opponent?
Maryland,
I don't know.
Maryland and Florida coming up 7:30 on Thursday. Pregame coverage 6:30 right here on 105.7. The Fan. We continue talking about the tournament. Remember, coming up at 3:00, Mike Bordick will talk Orioles with him. His opening day is just 2 days away. But one shining moment coming up next. And what do we think of the Big Ten through the first two rounds of the tournament? We discuss next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.